everyone. I'm Aisha from Aisha's Talk. Today I'm going to read a book about the perfect job for an elephant. Let's go. Elsie the elephant wanted to find a job, so she went to her mom to ask for help. "Is there anything you enjoy doing?" Mom asked Kylie. Elsie thought for a moment and flapped her ears. "Eating? Well, that's a start. How about being a chef?" said Mom. So Elsie went to Zebra Snack Shack. She tried her very best to mix and stir and make just like the other chef. They made lumpy cakes, drizzle drinks, and gorgeous goodies. Everything looked so delicious that Elsie couldn't help herself. "She ate everything in sight. Get out!" cried the other chef. "This is no job for an elephant." Elsie mopped her way back home. Elsie's mom nudged her and said, "Let's see, you're great at trumping. Why don't you become a musician?" So Elsie joined Parker's Perko Band. The birds were making lovely tweets and toots. Elsie raised her trunk and gave it a loud tramp. "Oh, too loud. This is no job for an elephant," complained the birds. Sad Elsie once again returned home. Said Mom, "Maybe you should use your creative skills." "I do like making things," said Elsie. "Splendid. Maybe you like to be an artist," said Mom. She sent Elsie to Flamingo's pottery studio. Inside, Flamingo was spinning beautiful pots and bowls on his wheel. "That looks like fun," thought Elsie. She started shaping and plaiting and spinning the clay until, oh no! And then crash! Elsie's ears knocked over the whole shelf of the dishes. "Oh dear, this is no job for an elephant," complained Flamingo. At home, Elsie began to cry. I eat too much. I'm too loud. And I'm clumsy. I never be good at anything," she wailed. "Nonsense," said Mom. "Let's think. You're also strong. Your trunk is powerful and you like helping people. I'm sure there's a job that's perfect for you somewhere." Suddenly they heard a terrible wail. "Help!" Zebra Snack Shack had caught on fire. Animals were running this way and that. No one knew what to do. Elsie had an idea. She ran as fast as she could down the watering hole. She sucked up the water with her trunk and sprayed the sack. "Elsie, you did it," cried the grateful animals. Elsie grinned. She was a firefighter. Everyone agreed. It was a perfect job for an elephant. The end. Hope you guys enjoy it. Bye.